So Nimtza would come out that Zovin Utmeya Mesim Mishtalchem Chus L'Machna Achas. Both of them would only be sent out from one Machna. Like Rashi says, they'll only both be sent out from Machna Shechina, because both of them, a Zav and a Tumei Mesim, are Mutar Machna Yisrael. As the Moram Sochem says, see if you're going to tell me that they did not have Machna Leviya there, they only had Machna Shechina, Machna Yisrael. If so, it comes out that the Zavin and a Zavin and a Tumei Mesim were both only sent out from Machna Shechina, and they're both able to be a Machna Yisrael. If so, the Torah, or the Torah says, "V'lo yitamu es machnehim." You should not be mitama our machnis, which we darsh means to say, "Tein machne lazer or machne lazer." Give a special machne for each one of them. And like Rashi says, since the pasuk says, "V'lo yitamu es machnehim," so Rashi says, "Machnehim" means shnei machnis, mashma. Achas lechol zav, v'yachas lechol tomi nefesh, means each type of a tomi person has his own machne, where he has to be sent to. Say Alavadi, therefore Rashi says, Heavy Machna Leviya. Havada by Mishkan Shiloi, there was Machna Leviya there. And therefore Mishtalchin Tmei Mesim Bimachna Shechina Umator Bimachna Leviya. A Tomei Mes was allowed to be a Machna Leviya, just not in Machna Shechina. Vizovin Obalakriyan Mishtalchim Chusla Machna Leviya. They were even sent out of Machna Leviya. Therefore there was a difference between a Tomei Mes and the Tomei Zav. Oh, Malay Rova, Rova says, Elamai Machna Yisrael Hevi. What do you want to tell me? If so, then Machna Yisrael was not there. If so, tomorrow you can still ask the question. Nimtzus and come out that Zovin Umitzaroyin Mishtalchun Mokamechot, that a Tomei Zav, which has to go out from Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and the Mitzaroyim, which has to usually go out of all three Machnas, here will be in the same place, since you say there's no Machna Yisrael, so once they both go out of Machna Leviya, then Mutar Mzev is there. So if you ask the same question, another question you could ask. The Pasuk says, V'atayru Amro, Bodod Yeshiv, that a Mitzrayim has to go outside and be by himself, which is Mashma, Shalay Yeshiv Tomei Acharimai, no other Tomei should be with him. In other words, a Mitzrayim is Mishtaleach, Chutz Migimel Achnois, he's the only one, so usually he's supposed to be outside by himself. So how could you say by Shiloh there was no Machna Yisrael? If so, a Mitzrayim was only sent out of Machna Leviya. And the same thing with his Zav, so that they could be together. So more so like this. Umay loy hoyu. What does it mean to say more so like this? El liyaylam kulat los avoy. Havadar pshat was that there were all three Machnas. At all times, Klal Yisrael had to have three Machnas. And therefore you have all the Ilchus Tumah, each one separately. If so, what does the Braisa mean to say before that there are only two Machnos by Shiloi? It means Leklito. Just means Leklito means like for the Ori Miklet. If somebody killed somebody b'shogeg, there are only two Machnos to be saved by. And like the Gemara says, Machlaf mir seprufsem deba midbar havoi, then the midbar, yes, there was the Machna Leviya, which was called, which saved the person, killed somebody, b'shogeg, he went to the Machna Leviya. So Mor says, Mechlad v'midbar havoi kolto, Machna Leviya. If so, you want to tell me then, in the midbar, Machna Leviya was a klita. Mashenk, when it came into Eretz Yisrael, by midbar, by Shiloh, then it was not anymore. So Mor says, in yes, that's takad alocha. V'yotani would learn like this, that the Pasuk says, v'samti l'cho mokom, that you should set aside a place, means b'chayecho. Means even when Moshe is alive, he should set aside a city that would be an Orem Miklat. That if somebody kills somebody, they'll be able to run. They'll kill somebody b'shegeg, they'll be able to run there. Mokem, it's a sant lecho, mokem widashin, mekaimcho. It means your place, and that your place is also considered an Orem Miklat. It means Machna Leviya, that was Moshe was called an Orem Miklat. Sheyonis Shama, Malamed, Shemegalim ba Midbar. That in the midbar also, they used to flee, they used to have to run to the Or Miklat. Leichem Goylin, where did they go to? Which Machna was Kailit in the midbar? Le Machna Leviya. That if somebody killed somebody, b'shegeg, in the midbar, he would run to the Machna Leviya. So, that used to be in the midbar, that Machna Leviya was the Or Miklat. But But now when they went into Eretz Yisrael, that was taken away. The Machna Leviya was not Kulot anymore. So Gemara says, Mikan Amar Fir was said over that the Ben Levi Shehorag, a Ben Levi that killed somebody, so even though he's living in the Ora Leviya, still Goyla, Miplach Leplach, he has to let go, like from one city to another city. And Echnami, the Ora Leviyim were Kulot, but still he should go from one city to another city. V'yim Goyla Lepolchoi, let's say he goes into his own city, where he lived anyway. He could be able to stay there, that since he's living in an Ori Miklat, in the Ori Levi, in the Machna Leviya, that was Kulit in the Midbar. Whereas this talk is, even they went into Eretz Yisrael, that we went into Eretz Yisrael, all the Ori Leviyim were sitting like an Ori Miklat. So that's the halacha, that Ben Levi kills somebody, Bishagig, so if he wants to, we can go from one Ori Leviyim to another Ori Leviyim. But if he wants to, he can stay in his own city also. Meaning, Rashi says, Mishchuna l'shchuna, like from one block to another block, from one block to another block, that's also considered like he was going to an Aramiklet. So therefore, just like in the Midbar, the Machna Leviya was Kelet, who did an Eretz Yisrael, the Yoram Leviyim are also Kelet. So where it says, Micro, where's this Pasik? Omer Rav Acha, Bred Raviko, it says, Ki b'ir miklota yoshav. That means he's living in the Ori Miklot, which we darshin Ir Shakotosa Kfar, a city that was already living there from before, meaning a Ben Levi that's living in an Ori Leviyim. If he kills somebody Meshegig, he does not have to run into another city, but he could just stay in the same city that he was living in from before. And this also is a Gemara we had in Makkah, the same thing, that even though usually when you kill Meshegig, you have to run to the Ori Miklot, but a Ben Levi is living in his city is covered for him. So if he wants to, he can stay in the same city, just go Mishchuna Lishchuna. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that the Baal of Gilgul, when they came into the Gilgul, means when they went over the Yarden, if you met Yeshua when they came to Gilgul, so at that time, that 14 years, the Mishnah says, Hutru HaBamas, they're allowed to have their own Bamas. And the Mishnah says, the Kotchim Kedoshim Nechom of Zim and Akloyim, and Kotchim Kalim Bechom Akon. So the kids, when they were living in Gilgul, they had both the Bama Gedela. That was the regular Mizbech that they had from the Mishkan, Mizbech and Achoshesh, which was there. And also, it was Mutta to have a Bamas Yochid, a Bamas for Mutta. So Mara says, Tan Rabban, word like this, Kol Nidor V'Nidov Hayekor B'Bama, that any carbon you could bring with us, a Nedor, a Nadova, a Korban Oil, a Korban Shlomim, you could bring on your own private Bama, Hayekor B'Bama. Shein Nidor V'Nidov, a carbon that you cannot bring on your own, you cannot make a neder or a nadava to bring it. In other words, it has to be a korban chayva. Ain korban bama. You're not allowed to bring it. Bizman ahet rabamis. Mincha or nizirus. Craven babama. What about a regular mincha or a korban nizirus? That you can bring on a bama also. Give Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. And like Rashi says, that a nazir is also considered a nidr. You make a neder to become a nazir. So therefore, the kabbonis of a nazir also, you could bring on a bamas yochid. And echnami, a real carbon chayva, you have to bring on a bamas sibur. But this is also considered a nidr v'nidov, that you could bring on a bamas yochid. V'chomar nechom say, loy korvu yochid, el oilus ushtam bovad. No, a yochid, to bring on his own private bama, could only bring a regular korban oilo, or a korban shlamim. And Rashi says that the Choma arguing and saying that a Yochid cannot bring a Korban Nazir on a Bamas Yochid. Says one Machlekesh Remein the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shat Zibur VaYochid, Makrivim B'Yoyim Moyed, Sheva Midbar, Makrivim B'Yoyim Moyed, Sheva Gilgul. Any Korban that a Zibur and a Yochid used to bring an Oyel Moyed, so Rashi says it means, Hayno Kola Kabonis Kulam, the Dorum and the Dovus V'Chayvois, any Korban you want, you are allowed to bring on the Bamas Sibur. That means all the Kabbonis used to bring in the Mishkan, now even in Gilgal, you are allowed to bring in Mishkan in the Mizbech Tzibur. Magrivim b'yayimot shebe Gilgal. Now so, Ma ben oyo moyed shebe Midbar le ben oyo moyed shebe Gilgal. What's the difference? That oyo moyed shebe Midbar loy hoyo Bamas Motoris. Bishas, they had the Mishkan in the Midbar, there was no heter to have Bamas. You cannot bring a private korban on your own Bama. But during the Oyel Moed Shebe Gugol, but his man had the Bama Gedolah in Gugol, how you have Bama Smotaris, that you were allowed to make your own private Kabbonis on your own private Bama. Ubamosoi Shebrosh Gagoi. And when they used to have their own private bummas that they used to make Beresh Gagoi on top of their roof, on such a bumma is Lehoyu Makrivule Elo Elo Shlamim, that this much Rebbe also holds, like the Chachamim, that on a bummas Yochid you're only allowed to bring on Elo or Shlamim. In other words, Lafuki Mincha and a Korban Aziris. This much he also argues on Rebbe Meir. So I call upon him, we have three sheetahs here, that according to Rebbe Yehuda, that the Bomis Tzibur Mamish had the same halacha like the Mishkan and the Midbar, that every single korban you wanted, you're allowed to bring on the Bomis Tzibur. On the Bomis Yochid he holds, that you could only bring an Eila and a Shlomim, not a Mincha, and not a Nazirus. Now how does Rebbe Yehuda argue against Rebbe Meir, or against a Chomim? According to Chomim, that on the Bomis Tzibur, you cannot bring any korban you want. On a Bomis Tzibur, you can only bring the Chayvus of the Tzibur, or else the Chayvus of the Yochid. But if the korban Yochid wanted to bring his own Oilo, or his own Shlomim, according to Chomim, he had to bring a Bedavka on a Bomis Yochid. He cannot bring it on a Bomis Tzibur. So according to Chomim, the Bomis Tzibur in Gilgal was different than the Mishkan and the Midbar. In the Mishkan and the Midbar, you could bring any korban you want, even a Yochid. But when they came into Gilgal, then it depends. On the Bomis Tzibur, you could only bring either a korban Tzibur, or else a Chayva, a korban Yochid of a Chayva. But a korban Yochid of a Nadova, of a Nidra, a Nadova, according to Chomim, it could only be brought upon a Bama. And at this, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, that anything that was brought into Mishkan, you were also able to bring on the Bama Gedolah and Gilgal. Meaning even a korban shlomim, even a neder and a dova, a yochid could also bring an abomas tzibur. And Rebbe Meir, he also argues on Rebbe Yehuda and holds that an abomas tzibur, a yochid cannot bring a neder and a dova, he could only bring an abomas yochid. So he argues and says that even a mincha, or even a naziris, a yochid could also bring upon abomas yochid. So that's the three shittas over here. So that was just Rebbe Yehuda Shita. That would end off. The Chacham, I mean, the Chacham say they'll know that Kol Shehat Tzibur Makrivim B'Yoyim Mayid, any Korban Tzibur that the Tzibur brought in the Mishkan and the Yoyim Mayid, Shebe Midbar, Makrivim B'Yoyim Mayid, Shebe Gilgal, and Echnami, they're also able to bring in the Bama Gedela in Gilgal. But V'kan V'kan LeKorvu Yochad Elo Eilu Shlamim Bovad. That means kan v'kan, Rashi says, means both an abomas tzibur or an abomas yochid. He's now in Gilgal, means kan v'kan lekorvo yochid el oil shlamim, that a yochid could only bring an oil shlamim lechurinat a korban chayva. So Rashi says the Gemara soon going to ask the question: if so, haino tanakama the chomim li el nami yochid yarmi. They also say the same thing to the chomim. That the chomim said before lekorvo yochid el oil shlamim mashman nowhere. Not even on a Bamas Tzibur that cannot bring more than an Oila or Shlamim. Starts with this Chum over here that says that Kan V'Kan, both a Bamas Tzibur and a Bamas Yochid, Lerkor V'Yochid El Oila Shlamim, Bovad, that a Yochid could only bring as Oila or Shlamim, and not more. Rabbi Shimon says, Av Tzibur Le Hikrivu El Psochim, that even a Tzibur only brought a Korm Pesach. Rashi says, Reb Shimon Polagakula, he argues on all of them. The Kula Svirilhu, Dien Chilak Letzibur, Bein Ban Midbul Gilgal. Up until now, nobody said there was a difference for the Chayvus Letzibur between the Boma, between the Mishkan in the Midbar and the Boma Gedela in Gilgal. The Boma Gedela. Reb Shimon, yes, there's a difference. That even for Tzibur Atzmon, the only thing they brought was a Korm Pesach. But otherwise, they couldn't bring anything more than he could bring an abomas yochid. Rashi says that avoloi par helam dover usoyer was a chovim legrivul em the gugul. And gugul, even on the abomas gedela, they did not bring the chayvus of a tzibur, only a korban pesach elapsochim. The chayvus shakovul lehem zman, and also